The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. Once upon a time, Mrs. McGillicuddy is preparing lunch. All of a sudden, she hears a knock at the door. She ignores the intrusion. A second knock ensues, and she gets frustrated. Answering the door, she sees a young salesman. He's there to sell vacuum cleaners. "Good morning, ma'am. Do you need a new vacuum cleaner?" "No, I do not need a new vacuum cleaner." And as she goes to slam the door, he puts his foot out and stops the door from closing. And he whips out a bag of cow manure and proceeds to dump it on the front hall rug. "Sorry about that, but I just want to show you how good this vacuum cleaner works. You know, if it doesn't pick up everything on the rug, I'll get down on my hands and knees and clean it up myself." Mrs. McGillicuddy says, "Good, start doing it because the electricity is out." In the words of Benedictine Sister Verna Holyhead, if God is not in the interruptions, then where is God? If we are unable to allow God to interrupt us, then where is God? Jesus, the shepherd, sends out the 12 on a mission. He commissions them to do the same ministry: preach and teach, raise the dead, heal the sick, get rid of evil. In fact, cast it out. He inspires them to join him in the inauguration of the kingdom. And when they return, they are ecstatic. It works. People listened. People were healed. Demons fled. But in the middle of their reporting, as they meet together as disciples and master, there's a lot of intrusions and interruptions. Sometimes they can't even eat. But if God cannot be found in those interruptions, where do we find God? A good leader, no, a good Christian, my brothers and sisters, allows interruptions. Because somewhere, someone is in need of mercy. Mercy that gut-wrenching womb love, Sister Verna says. And we know when someone needs mercy or our help because we can feel it in here. And that's what the word compassion means, to feel deeply that someone needs us. To illustrate, after Saint Damian of Molokai contracted leprosy, he asked Franciscan Mother Marianne Cope to take over his ministry in Hawaii. Now, we would think that working with any deadly, contagious disease would make us think twice about the ministry of compassion. Instead, when the Franciscan sisters arrive, they say, "How much good there is to do here." And they thanked Father Saint Damian for inviting them. Here's another illustration. The Franciscan friar and scholarly theologian Saint Bonaventure, whose feast day we celebrated a few days ago, was the major superior of the order Friars Minor. And one day he visits a monastery and a friar is just waiting to talk to him. But he's very shy. And so he misses his chance to speak privately with this great theologian, soon to be Cardinal Bishop. Finally, as Bonaventure makes his way down the road, the friar goes running after him, interrupting his travel, and he asks for an audience with the superior. Bonaventure drops everything and stops and spends a great deal of time listening and responding to his fellow friar, much to the chagrin of his traveling companions. What is the sign of a good shepherd? What is the sign of a faithful Christian? Is being aware of the balance between finding God in the interruptions of life and finding God in the quiet. And every day, it can be a balancing act. But that is the Christian life. One moment allowing God to interrupt us through another human being, and another moment finding a quiet place to collect our thoughts and our prayers. Every day we come to this out-of-the-way place, this chapel, where Christ interrupts our schedule. In the words of Walt Whitman, happiness is not in another place. Happiness is but this place. It is not for another hour. It is for this hour.